Chapter 63. Of the Order in the Monastery. Let all keep their order in the monastery in such wise that the time of their conversion and the merit of their life distinguish it, or as the abbot hath directed. Let the abbot not disorder the flock committed to him, nor by an arbitrary use of his power dispose of anything unjustly, but let him always bear in mind that he will have to give an account to God of all his judgments and works. Hence, in the order that he hath established, or that the brethren had, let them approach for the kiss of peace, for communion, intone the psalms, and stand in choir. And in no place whatever let age determine the order or be a disadvantage, because Samuel and Daniel, when mere boys, judged the priests. Excepting those, therefore, whom, as we have said, the abbot from higher motives hath advanced, or for certain reasons hath lowered, let all the rest take their place as they are converted. Thus, for instance, let him who came into the monastery at the second hour of the day know that he is younger than he who came at the first hour, whatever his age or dignity may be. Children are to be kept under discipline at all times and by everyone. Therefore, let the younger honor their elders, and the older love the younger. In naming each other, let no one be allowed to address another by his simple name, but let the older style the younger brethren, brothers. Let the younger, however, call their elders fathers, by which is implied the reverence due to a father. But because the abbot is believed to hold the place of Christ, let him be styled Lord and Abbot, not only by assumption on his part, but out of love and reverence for Christ. Let him think of this and so show himself that he may be worthy of such an honor. Wherever, then, the brethren meet each other, let the younger ask the blessing from the older, and when the older passeth by, let the younger rise and give him place to sit. And let the younger not presume to sit down with him unless his elder biddeth him to do so, that it may be done as it is written, in honor, preventing one another. Let children and boys take their places in the oratory and at table with all due discipline. Outdoors, however, or wherever they may be, let them be under custody and discipline until they reach the age of understanding. Chapter 64. On the Election of the Abbot. In the election of an abbot, let this always be observed as a rule, that he be placed in the position whom the whole community, with one consent, in the fear of God, or even a small part, with sounder judgment, shall elect. But let him who is to be elected be chosen for the merit of his life and the wisdom of his doctrine, though he may be the last in the community. But even if the whole community should by mutual consent elect a man who agreeth to convive at their evil ways, which God forbid, and these irregularities in some come to the knowledge of the bishop to whose diocese the place belongeth, or to neighboring abbots or Christian people, let them not permit the intrigue of the wicked to succeed, but let them appoint a worthy steward over the house of God, knowing that they shall receive a bountiful reward for this action, if they do it with a pure intention and godly zeal, whereas on the other hand they commit a sin if they neglect it. But when the abbot hath been elected, let him bear in mind how great a burden he hath taken upon himself, and to whom he must give an account of his stewardship, and let him be convinced that it becometh him better to serve than to rule. He must, therefore, be versed in the divine law, that he may know whence to bring forth new things and old. Let him be chaste, sober, and merciful, and let him always exalt mercy above judgment, that he also may obtain mercy. Let him hate vice, but love the brethren, and even in his corrections let him act with prudence and not go to extremes, lest, while he aimeth to remove the rust too thoroughly, the vessel be broken. Let him always keep his own frailty in mind, and remember that the bruised reed must not be broken. In this we are not saying that he should allow evils to take root, but that he cut them off with prudence and charity. And he shall see it is best for each one, as we have already said, and let him aim to be loved rather than feared. Let him not be fussy or over-anxious, exacting or headstrong. Let him not be jealous or suspicious, because he will never have rest. In all his commands, whether they refer to things spiritual or temporal, let him be cautious and considerate. Let him be discerning and temperate in the tasks which he enjoineth, recalling the discretion of holy Jacob, who saith, If I should cause my flocks to be overdriven, they would all die in one day. Keep in view these and other dictates of discretion, the mother of virtues. Let him also temper everything that the strong may still have something to desire, and the weak may not draw back. Above all, let him take heed that he keep the rule in all its detail, that when he has served well, he may hear from the Lord what the good servant heard who gave his fellow servants bread in season. Amen, I say to you, he saith, he shall set him over all his goods.